Thanks for joining us. U.S. President Barack Obama has sharply criticized Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad for saying most people in the world believe the U.S. government was behind 9/11 attacks. Here's a report on that.
North of Ground Zero, where families lost their loved ones, people of all faiths, all ethnicities, who see this as the seminal tragedy of this generation. For him to make a statement like that was inexcusable.
Obama called Ahmadinejad's remarks offensive and hateful in an interview with the state-run BBC Persian. Earlier during his speech before the 65th session of the UN General Assembly on Thursday, Ahmadinejad brought up some possible theories behind the 9/11 attacks. He said most Americans, as well as most nations and politicians around the world, believe certain segments within the U.S. government orchestrated the attacks.
Statesman. Second, that some segments within the U.S. government orchestrated the attack to reverse the declining American economy and its grips on the Middle East in order to save the Zionist regime.
Ahmadinejad argued that even if the viewpoint of the U.S. government on the alleged group of terrorists behind 9/11 was true, it was not rational to invade and occupy two countries in retaliation. The Iranian president called for the formation of an independent UN fact-finding mission tasked with investigating the September 11 attacks.
There are simply too many things that have now come out in regard to Israel's foreknowledge of 9/11 that it's very, very clear to me that an independent investigation is absolutely warranted.
Later, Ahmadinejad defended his remarks.
بسیار روشن و دقیق است. یه حادثه ای اتفاق افتاده. به بهانه اون حادثه دو تا کشور اشغال شدن و تا الان صدها هزار نفر کشته شدن. آیا فکر نمی کنید اون بهانه نیازمند بازبینی است؟ فکر نمی کنید اگر یه گروه حقیقتیابی بود از ابتدا و علت واقعی حادثه 11 سپتامبر رو کشف می کرد ما امروز شاهد فاجعه در افغانستان و عراق نبودیم؟
Ahmadinejad said almost all opinion polls on the issue show that over 80% of Americans believe the 9/11 attacks were suspicious. He said that he did not try to pass judgment, but only proposed a humane solution to the problems that have risen as a result of 9/11. Ahmadinejad said the U.S. government is now upset about his remarks because it expects everyone to follow it and its decisions.
Well, these events have been unfolding in New York during the past 2 days. I'm going to be discussing these events with Dr. Franklin Lam, is a international lawyer joining us from Beirut in Lebanon. Doctor, as always, it's good to have you with us. Numerous scenarios suggest the 9/11 might have been the result of an inside job in America. Mr. Obama is not unfamiliar himself with these stories. Why is it that they resist hearing about this other side of the story, so to say? Why is it they always want the public in America to believe in their version of the scenarios?
Yeah. Well, I think unfortunately, the Obama administration is adopting the Bush administration party line on this, and that is that they've got to blame box-cutting, inexperienced pilots who are Muslims. But you're quite right, and Ahmadinejad is absolutely rational and correct on this, that the American people are now coming to the point of demanding an international inquiry. And it didn't start, this call didn't start in the Middle East. It started more than a year ago in Canada and Europe and Latin America, and increasingly in America itself. There are just too many questions raised by architects, by pilots, by explosive experts, by engineers, by former and current Homeland Security employees in the FBI. There's every reason to have an inquiry, and the Obama administration should join this call, not oppose it. What was hateful about proposing this? The Obama administration and certain Zionists are calling, saying that, well, you had 72 or you had 22 countries walk out of the United Nations when he made this comment. That's nonsense. 27 did walk out, but 167 stayed. And the president received a standing ovation when he entered the hall and when he made this call and when he ended his speech.
So what was so hateful about it?
A reasonable proposal. Sir?
What was so hateful about it?
Nothing was hateful about it. It was rational and proposed and a logical proposal. And to that extent, the president of Iran is now in synchronization with the majority of the American people. They want an inquiry in this, a fair, impartial, not a rush to judgment, which was the last one, where so many questions were never even asked by the 9/11 Commission. So there's every reason to have an inquiry.
Don't you think, Doctor, the recent comments by President Ahmadinejad is simply getting too much negative attention?
Well, negative by who? By the American media. There are now, if you check the internet, over 2,000 stories condemning his proposal is outrageous. But that's not the case around the world. So I think that the American media, the Zionist media, is trying to disparage this proposal, and that's why, yes, getting far too much negative attention for other political purposes. But there was nothing unreasonable, and indeed, it was a very rational proposal, and it may happen. There are calls, and the General Assembly could make a move to explore this subject, because for the reasons he said, two countries have been occupied, maybe more coming. Hundreds of thousands, if not more than 1 million killed, based on this rationale. If you would follow the Israeli logic, they want to keep this rationale alive. The other day there was a proposal that, well, if we don't stop Iran from getting some sort of nuclear capability, there won't be two buildings down in New York. Iran will attack all of Manhattan. So this kind of hysteria can be put to rest if you have a real inquiry.
Okay. Doctor, to what extent do you think people in America believe the U.S. version of the 9/11 story?
Well, I think if you check the internet media, I would say, as this congressional candidate said, I would say probably more than half the American people have doubts. I didn't have doubts early on, particularly. I didn't pay much attention to this six years ago. But drip by drip, more and more theories, more and more experts. I think a majority of the American people, and probably a majority of the people in general, have real doubts about the 9/11 Commission report. And an easy way to do it is bring in these people, bring in these experts, have a real in-depth look at what happened. And then have another, another look at it. No, there's no reason not to do that. And then that would help put these growing doubts, and I say growing doubts, again based on scientific evidence that is coming forward that wasn't presented before. It would lay it to rest. I think Obama should agree to this. It would resolve a big issue.
Many thanks, Dr. Franklin Lem,
Welcome.
An international lawyer in Beirut.